主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I am studying the words with everyone.
今天晚上，来跟弟兄姐妹一起查考，称为主名下的人当听。
And tonight, I'd like to share with all of you, those who are called by God's name shall listen.
我们先来看一段经文，我们再来进入今天晚上的主题。
And let's turn to a scripture before we enter into tonight's topic.
我们请看历代志下的第七
章。And let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter
7. 历代志下第七章。
2 Chronicles chapter 7.
我们来读从第十一节来读到第十六节。
Let's read from verse 11 to verse 16.
历代志下第七章十一节说，所罗门造成了主殿和王宫，在神殿和王宫，凡他心中所要做的，都顺顺利利地做成了。十二节。
Verse 12.
夜间神向所罗门显现，对他说，我已听了你的祷告，也选择这地方作为祭祀我的殿宇。十三节。
13.
我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我民中。十四节。
14.
这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。十五节。
15.
我必睁眼看，侧耳听，在此处向所献的祷告。十六。
16.
现在我已选择这殿，分别为圣，使我的名永在其中，我的眼，我的心也必藏在那里。阿们。这段经文呢，是神亲口向所罗门所说的，这特别是从第十三节以后，非常的重要。
And this scripture was personally spoke by God to King Solomon, especially from verse 13 and on. So this is very important.
神他特选了所罗门来建造圣殿。
And so God personally chose Solomon to build the temple.
那所罗门也遵照神的旨意照着父亲大卫所留下的遗命，他很积极的把建圣殿的工程完成。
And so following God's commandments, also following the will of his father to build this temple, and he zealously complete the task.
他在第六章的地方先举行了一个非常盛大的隆重的献圣殿的典礼。
And in chapter 6, he initiated a very solemn and very serious ceremony.
那这个献圣殿的这个日期特别是在以色列人祝棚节的时候所举办的，所有人都聚集在耶路撒冷。
And so the time that he chose for this ceremony was during the Feast of Tabernacle. This is when all the Israelites are in Jerusalem.
那所罗门献圣殿最重要的一个部分就是他对神所做的祷告，在第六章里面写得非常详细。
And so one of the very important aspects of this temple construction was the prayer that he had offered in chapter 6.
在第七章一开头的时候，圣经说，当所罗门祷告完毕，就有火从天上降下来，烧尽了燔祭和别的祭物，神的荣光就充满了圣殿。
So in the beginning of chapter 7, when Solomon had finished praying, fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple.
那这个时候，众百姓就俯伏在地上称谢神，说神本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
And so during this time that all the people prostrated to the ground and praise God, saying that for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
因为他们亲眼目睹了那个火从天上降下来这个场面跟那个祭坛那边的火来燃烧是不同的。
And so they had personally witnessed fire came down from heaven, consuming all the offerings. This is not the same as the fire that burns the offering regularly.
那所以这个就是神用实际的这个特殊的意，这个说神的能力来彰显他悦纳的这个所罗门所建的圣殿。
So this is a way that God used to show his power, that how he adored this temple and he adored what Solomon had done.
那这个整个圣殿的这个典礼跟这个节期持续的，如果以圣经在第七章的第九节来看，进行了差不多两个星期，超过两个星期。
So the time frame of the dedication ceremony from starting from chapter 6 until chapter 7, we can see that it's about 2 weeks.
那到了第七章第十节，7月23日，王遣散众民，他们因为见神向大卫和所罗门与他的民以色列所施的恩惠，就都心中喜乐，各归各家去了。
So in chapter 7, verse 10, on the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people away to their tents, joyful and glad of heart for the good that the Lord had done for David, for Solomon, and for his people Israel.
那所以这个整个圣殿的这个过程，让整个百姓，全体的百姓都非常的喜乐。
And so the process of the temple dedication made the Israelites very joy-hearted because they had personally witnessed how glad God was in this process.
那到了第十二节的地方，我们就看到神。 他亲自在夜间向所罗门显现，这是他第二次向所罗门显现。And
until verse 12, and this was when the Lord appeared a second time to Solomon by night.
那个神在夜间向所罗门显现，然后跟他说：“我已经听到你的祷告。”
And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I've heard your prayer.
那我也选择这个地方作为祭祀我的殿宇，就是神他现在要愿意在这个地方跟百姓同住。And
he have chosen this place for him myself as a house of sacrifice means God is willing to dwell in this temple to abide with the Israelites.
我们知道当所罗门 登基做王的时候，神曾经在基遍向他显现，也跟他应许，但在那一次的显现里面，特别赐给他大智慧。And
so when Solomon was reigned as king, God first revealed himself to him in the place called Gibeon.
在基遍神应许所罗门要。 要给他，不管他求什么，神都愿意回应了。So
at Gibeon, God had promised Solomon, no matter what he prays for, God will grant him.
那最后，所罗门他跟神求，要得到智慧、聪明，为了要能够治理神的百姓。And
at the end, Solomon asked God for wisdom in order for him to properly rule his people.
因为他所求的这个智慧聪明是为了神的国度，为了百姓而有，这个让神非常的喜悦。And
so the intelligence and wisdom that he seeks because it was mainly for his people, so this made God very happy.
所以我们看到接下去所罗门充满大智慧，那他这个智慧不是他去学习来的，是神亲自给他的。
And then we saw that Solomon was a man that's full of wisdom. This was not a common wisdom that he learned from the world, but rather that this was a wisdom that God granted him, that God gave him.
那这也让我们看到说，今天如果我们为了要侍奉神，为了要帮助神的国度能够得到荣耀。 我们所缺乏的，可以跟神求，神会赐给我们相对的恩赐跟智慧。And
so this shows us that today, if there are anything that we want in order to help the kingdom of God or anything that's related to God's matter, that this is something that God will grant us.
我们所求的不是为了自己的私意，不是为了自己的荣耀。如果是为了能够侍奉神，有时候神真的会。 赐给人这些恩赐，就是为了要造就整个神的国度的。And
when we ask for these gifts, it's not for our own benefit or for our own desire, but rather to serve God. So God will be delightful in this, and He will grant these type of gifts to people.
那现在第二次在献完圣殿之后，神向所罗门这样应许。
So after the dedication of the temple, God's second appearance to Solomon, and this is what he had promised him.
那这一段神讲的话也是今天我们称为神的指民，我们都应当要知道，而且要记在心里。
And see, these words that were spoken by God is very important for us chosen people. This is something that we should remember in our heart.
我们今天也被称作神的名下的民，因为我们今天
called as the people of God because we belong to Jesus Christ.
那我们现在看第七章的第十三节。And
let's read chapter 7, verse 13.
第十三节说：“我若使天闭塞不下雨，或使蝗虫吃这地的出产，或使瘟疫流行在我的民中。”
And 13, when I shut up heaven and there's no rain or command the locusts to devour the land or send pestilence among my people.
那这些事情都是发生在选民的国度，就是当时候以色列的境内的。So
all these things happen within the realm or the territory of the chosen people of Israel.
那个时候，这个第十三节所描述的这个状况。 就好像今天我们在生活当中遇到了一个困境，是我们想，我们在想说为什么会碰到这种事的，那个状况。So
what happened in verse 13 is something that it may be a trouble that we may encounter in our lives, and we often wonder why will this happen to us.
就好像十三节说了，有可能是干旱啊。
And just like 13 says that maybe there are drought and there's no rain.
那有蝗虫，就是这些外来的侵害，吃掉了土产，所以就接下来就是饥荒。
And locusts will come and devour the land or produce, and then we will have famine.
然后接下去又有瘟疫流行，那就很多人死了。
And then also there are pestilence among us, so many people will die.
那这些困境，基本上我们在现代这个生活环境里面，经常碰到。And
these afflictions actually regularly happens in our daily lives.
圣经在传道书第七章24节，他有一句话说，遇到亨通的日子你要喜乐，但是
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 14, it says that in the day of prosperity, be joyful, but in the day of adversity, consider surely God has appointed the one as well to the other.
特别提到说遇到患难的时候要思想，就是要审查，诶，为什么今天会有这个患难临到我们，或者我个人。
So that in the day of adversity, we should consider and think about why would this happen to us, to me or personally.
那现在如果我们想从圣经里面去看哦，这个天闭塞不下雨哈，就好像今天遇到干旱了哈，我们通常都会想到说，这个气候地球暖化啊，可能就是今天我们人为的污染所造成的。
So the fact that the heaven was shut and there's no rain, often will make us wonder that this has happened due to a climate change or global warming.
哦，今天这个整个地球哈，遭遇了这几个世纪以来最严重的这些气候变化，让很多人都在检讨说我们是不是真的做了太多污染，然后让这个地球的环境改变，所以我们就应该要检讨我们的生活模式。
And because Earth has recently encountered a catastrophic climate changes compared to the previous centuries, so it makes us wonder that whether this is the way of our life that has caused this for this climate to be like this.
那这是有关的，因为当我们人不会去保护这个环境，而且是肆意破坏的时候，这就是我们今天所要尝到的后果。
And of course, this is related because when man does not care about the climate, and then they would intentionally pollute the environment, and this will be the consequences that we have to deal with.
但是如果我们只是往这个方向想的话，那有信仰的人跟没有信仰的是一样的。
But if we only think about through this angle, then the people that has belief will be the same with the non-believers.
我们今天之所以称为有信仰，就是我们信神的人，我们现在遇到什么事情都要从圣经的角度就是按照圣经从神的角度来思想。
And so today, when we encounter any things, we will be try to think of it from the perspective of the Bible.
其实今天我们所经历的这一切应该跟我们人对神的敬畏的态度变化了有关系。
And so the reason that we are encountering all of this is related to our attitude towards God's worship.
因为当人不愿意尊重神，那甚至认为没有神，那更不用说会照神的吩咐去做的时候，其实灾难就会跟着到，这是圣经里面所说的。
And so when men refuse to believe in God or does not want to follow God or in the way that he wants us to proceed, and then the calamity will come because this was indicated in the Bible.
我们现在如果看《申命记》第十一章。
So if we turn to Deuteronomy chapter 11.
申命记十一章。
Deuteronomy chapter 11.
十六节。
16.
申命记十一章的十六节。
Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 16.
你们要谨慎，免得心中受迷惑，就偏离正路，去侍奉敬拜别神。17节。
17.
神的怒气向你们发作，就使天闭塞不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在主所赐给你们的美地上速速灭亡。这段经文让我们了解说，当人离弃的这个敬拜真神的正路去拜偶像以后，灾难是必有的结果。
And so this scripture reminds us that as men, if we turn aside and serve other gods and worship idols, the result will be a definite disaster and calamity.
这里特别提到说，其实是神发怒了。
And here, states clearly that it's God that's in anger.
神怒气发作的时候，天就不下雨，然后地也不出土产。
When God is provoked to anger, then the heaven will not rain, and the land will yield no produce.
那人如果故意去干犯神的命令啊，就是把神的命令哦置之不理，那最后很有可能也会有瘟疫发生。
If men purposely sin against God's commandment, and at the end it may result in pestilence that happens.
那这个在历史上都发生过。
And so this has happened historically, time and time again.
就以历代志所记载的历史来看，在历代志上21章，大卫王曾经他不顾神的命令去数点百姓，最后就是遭遇瘟疫，一天就死了七万人。
And so, just if we look at the first chronicle in chapter 21, when David intentionally numbered the Israel without consulting with God first, and then it made God very angry, and pestilence came and killed about a million and a one million and a hundred. I'm sorry, 70,000 people.
那其实才这个瘟疫才开始一天而已，就已经死了七万人。
And so the pestilence began, and only for a day, and then 70 people died. 70,000 people.
那这个就说明事实上这个是神怒气发作，人犯罪所带来的后果。
And so this shows that this was the consequences of because men sin against God.And God will react.
所以从第十三节让我们要了解到说，今天有信仰的人我们要知道，我们所遭遇的一切其实都在神的手上，一定有神的意思，我们要去审查。
And so from verse 13, so to all of us believers, we should think about when calamity happens, this is definitely act of God, and we should really self-examine ourselves.
当我们遇到了困境，我们就好像遇到危机一样，我们要从信仰的角度去检讨。
When we encounter affliction with crisis, then we should really think about it from the perspective of our faith.
那要把这个问题的症结把它找出来，把它解决之后，这个危机就解除。其实这个时候也就是一个转机。
And so we should locate the source of the problem, so this way we can have this crisis reverse in course.
好，那所以接下来我们看七章的第十四节。
And then we will read chapter 7 verse 14.
第十四节说，这称为我名下的子民，若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的恶行，那我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land.
那这一段这一节的记录就让我们看到说，今天我们要转走出困境，我们要转变这个危机成为转机的关键点，就是这里神所说的这四项四件事。
And so for us to reverse in course, to end our crisis, then we have to see what these four things that's recorded here.
神是说，如果称为他名下的这些百姓愿意这样做，第一要自卑。第二要祷告，第三要寻求神的面，第四要转离他们的恶行。
And so God says that if my people who are called by my name will first humble themselves, second pray, third seek my face, fourth and turn from their wicked ways.
然后神就说，那我会从天上垂听他们的祷告，我愿意赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。那表示说， 接下去他们这个困难就解除，他们现在就重新回到那个蒙祝福的境地里。
And then God says, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. Then their crisis will be resolved, and then go back to their own ways and be blessed.
这个就是神应许给他的百姓的一个福气。
And so this was the blessing that God had promised His people.
所以遇到这些灾难，基本上就是要百姓去回想说，我到底是不是走在神的路上？那我是否应有什么应该要改变的？
So after encountering calamity, makes the people think, that what they have done and what kind of course of action that they should take to reverse, their actions.
啊，神这里提到第一件事情要做的就是要人要自卑啊，就是要谦卑在神面前。
And so the first thing that it was pointed out here that the people would need to humble themselves.
我们先了解一下什么叫做称为神名下的子民哈。
So we should first understand, what does it mean by my people who are called by my name?
在旧约的时代哈，非常单纯的就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。是雅各的这些后代，就是神跟他们立约的选民。
And so in the Old Testament, it's very simple. These are the descendants of Abraham, and then also the descendants of Jacob. These are the people that make the covenant with God.
神跟他们有约在身的，所以神信实的，他一定会照他约上所说的话去实践他所讲过的话。
And because God had made covenant with them, and then God is faithful, so he would definitely follow what he had said.
这群人神称他们做他儿子，然后神说我要做他的父亲。
And so he called these people, his son, and then God will be their father.
那我们来看一下几段经文，来看一下，先看一下以赛亚书四十三章。
And we can turn to a few verses. Let's turn to Isaiah 43 first.
以赛亚书四十三章。
Isaiah 43, verse 1.
以赛亚书四十三章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1.
雅各啊，创造你的主，以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕。因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名招你，你是属我的。
And but thou thus say the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine.
被称作神名下的子民，事实上就是神所救赎的那一群。
And so the people that's been called under God's name are the people that God has redeemed.
是神认识的人，而且神都知道他们的名字。
And these are the people that God knows, and God knew their name.
生命就是这位天地的主创造的，是也是生命我们今天一切都是这位天上圣神给的。
And so our life was created by this God of heaven and earth, and all of us and all things are granted and given by him directly.
好，那这一群人是属神的民。
And these people are called by God's name.
看第七节。
Verse 7.
四十三章第七节说，就是凡成为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的。是我所造成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I have created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him.
这一群称为神名下的人，是为了神的荣耀而被救赎而存在。
And so everyone who is called by God's name, who God have created for his glory.
表示说这一群人他们的所言所行他们在世人的表现跟神的荣耀有关系。
In other words, all of these people, their speech and their actions are directly related to the glory of God.
那这一群属神的民呢他们有一个工作就是要去述说神的美德就是神他的恩惠慈爱。
And so these people that belongs to God, they have a very important job is to proclaim the wonderful virtue of God and his works.
当这群百姓真的认识这个赐给他们生命这个全能的神的时候他们会述说然后会去传扬的。
And when these people truly know the life that has gave them that granted him life, so they would definitely speak about it or tell it to other people.
我们看一下四十三章的第二十一节。
And let's turn to chapter 43, verse 21.
二十一节说：“这百姓是我为自己造所造的，好述说我的美德。”
This people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise.
所以这一群被称为神名下的子民我们要认识神而且要愿意去传扬神的美善。
And so these people that is called by God's name knows God and need to proclaim his virtues.
那我们也要在生活当中展现出神的特质其中一项就是圣洁。
And so in order for us to reveal the essence of God, one of the first things will be holiness.
我们现在来看一下以赛亚书六十二章。
And let's turn to Isaiah chapter 62.
以赛亚书六十二章。
Isaiah chapter 62.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
六十二章十二节，人必称他们为圣民，为神的属民。你也必称为被眷顾不撇弃的城。
And they shall call them the holy people, the redeemed of the Lord, and you shall be called sought out a city not forsaken.
这里这些被称为神名下的子民他们都是圣民，圣洁的民，都是神所救赎的百姓。
And so these people shall be called them the holy people. These people were all redeemed by the Lord.
这一群百姓所集合起来的这个叫做被神眷顾的城，这个叫做今天属于神的国，神的家。
And so the people will gather and they shall be called sought out a city not forsaken, which is God's home.
那如果以今天在主耶稣基督带来的这个救恩的时代里，这一群百姓就是信耶稣基督的门徒所组成起来的教会。
And so if today this is considered for the salvation that was brought on by Jesus Christ and then the believer of Jesus Christ, these people collectively will be considered the church of God.
我们今天都被称作跟随耶稣的门徒叫基督徒，其实我们都是为了要去宣扬主耶稣的美德，要去传扬神救人的这个好消息的。
And so today we are called Christians who are the followers of Jesus Christ, but actually we should be proclaiming God's virtue and proclaim his good message.
好，那所以今天我们信主的弟兄姐妹我们如果遇到困境的时候，我们现在要抓住神所应许的这四件事，要确实去做。
And so the brothers and sisters, that belongs to God today, when facing affliction, then we have to remember the four things and put it into practice.
神自己说，这个属于他名下的子民要愿意在他面前自卑。
And then God personally said that the people that belong to his name will need to humble themselves.
表示说我们人哈, 如果今天遇到困难的时候哈, 绝对不要逞强, 要承认现在我们落到这个困境里面, 需要帮助。
So means that as a person, when we fall into affliction or trouble, we shall not just behave like we are strong, but we have to admit to ourselves that we need help.
我们今天人是住在地上，其实我们很渺小。从你从那个今天的有关于这个星际之间这个知识看来，我们人，你如果从这个星球的角度去看，我们根本不存在，因为根本看不到你呀。
As men were living in this world, we're actually very tiny and minute. From a universe perspective, as men, we are really nothing because you cannot even be, you are not even visible.
不要说我们人，就整个地球在整个宇宙里面，基本上就等于，如果从那个亘古以来一直往深究，根本看不到地球了。
And let's not even talk about man in living on Earth, but Earth itself, if we study the astrology, then it's not really that the Earth is not even visible.
我们实在太人实在太渺小了。And
because as human, we are really small and tiny and minute.
那神却是创造这个整个宇宙的这个创造主。
And God is the creator of the universe.
他是在我们这个时空之上的永恒的存在的。
And he ascends above our space and time, and he exists eternally.
所以我们人在神面前一定要谦卑。
So as men in front of God, we have to humble ourselves.
如果在神面前会骄傲的人是当最愚昧。
And the people that are proud in front of God, usually they are the foolish one.
圣经说我们的神在天上都随他自己的意志行事。
And the Bible says that our God in heaven, who will act based on his will.
传道书五章第二节，他特别提醒我们说，我们如果到神的殿，在神面前要小心我们讲话，因为神在天上，你在地上。
Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2 personally reminds us that when we are in front of God, we have to be careful in our speech because God is in heaven and we are on earth. And so Ecclesiastes was written by King Solomon. He knew that as men in front of God, we have to be humble.
那在雅各书里面，第四章第六节也这样说。
In James chapter 4, verse 6, it also says,
雅各书第四章第六节，我们来读。
And let's turn to James chapter 4, verse 6.
雅各书第四章第六节。
James chapter 4, verse 6.
这里说神赐更多的恩典，经上说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。But
he gives more grace, therefore he says God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
第七节,
verse 7.
故此你们要顺服神，勿要抵挡魔鬼，魔鬼就必离开你们逃跑了。Therefore
submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
这里在神面前的谦卑，其实就要表现在我们愿意顺服神的话。So
being humble in front of God means that you submit to his words.
那魔鬼是什么？魔鬼就是骄傲的。So
what is the devil? Devil is the proud.
因为一开始魔鬼就是不愿意顺服神。Because
right from the beginning, devil did not want to obey God.
所以他是被神撇弃的。
So he was abandoned by God.
所以当今天我们遇到困境的时候，我们要人哦，要愿意在神面前谦卑，然后接下去呢，我们会愿意祷告神。
And so today, as men, when we encounter afflictions, we have to first humble ourselves, and then we have to pray to God.
所以圣经这样写，要自卑，然后要祷告，表示说真正的谦卑里面一定含着我愿意寻求神，我愿意祷告神。
And so the Bible says that we first have to humble ourselves, then pray, and means that we have to be humble first, and then we will be willing to pray.
我们的神是听祷告的神啊。
Our God is a God that listens to prayer.
在诗篇六十五篇里面第二节特别讲说我们的主是听祷告的主。
In Psalms chapter 65, verse 2, it says that our Lord is a Lord that listens to prayer.
因为六十五篇这一篇诗篇我们常常在读啊。
And Psalm chapter 65 is a psalm that we will read often.
我们这个是大卫的诗篇第二节说，听祷告的主啊，凡有血气的都要来救你。
And verse 2. This actually is a psalm of David. All you who hear prayer, to you all flesh will come.
第三节说，罪孽胜了我，至于我们的过犯，你都要赦免。
Verse 3, iniquities prevail against me. As for transgressions, you will provide atonement for them.
这里提到说，听祷告的主，他事实上是愿意赦免人的罪孽，因为我们有时候带着肉体被过患所胜，所以我们就成为得罪神的人。
And because the fact that in verse 2, who you hear my prayer, because we are flesh, we would often sin and provoke against God. We are sinners.
我们如果愿意来就近神，就是我们愿意来回转来祈求神的帮助赦免，他就听我们祷告，他愿意的。
And if we're willing to turn our footsteps, and we will, if we're willing to pray to God and ask God for forgiveness, He is a God that's willing to listen and forgives our transgressions.
既然神是听人祷告的神，我们今天如果愿意跟他祷告，他都在听。
And if our God is a Lord that hear prayer, so if we're willing to pray, then God will listen to.
但是问题就是我们今天跟神祷告的时候是不是有一个谦卑的态度很重要了。
But the problem is when we pray to God today, do we have a humble demeanor, which is very important?
如果我们今天有罪，我们是谦卑的承认，然后祈求神原谅赦免。
So if we have sinned today, then we humbly pray to God and ask for His forgiveness.
我们今天如果有困难，我们遇到没办法解决的，我们愿意祈求神帮助，神，我们真的诚心的祈求他，他就会回应我们的。
When we encounter troubles and then we sincerely pray to God and ask for His help, then He will respond.
我们绝对不会在神面前自意的以为说自己很行啊，所以我们会跟神邀功，就像路加福音18章里面讲那个法利赛人的祷告。
And so we would not appear to be very strong in front of the Lord and just or even to take credit like the Pharisee the prayer of the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18.
好，那所以我们今天要愿意在神面前谦卑的祷告他。
So we have to be willing to humbly pray in front of the Lord today.
那这个祷告如果我们看历代志下第七章，他特别提到说，这个祷告如果我们诚心的向神，不要忘记，要到神的所分别为圣、立为他名的这个殿里面来祷告。
And in Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14, it says that this prayer, if we go to His temple.His chosen temple to pray.
就是说这个祷告神特别说到这个祷告要如果因为所罗门是这样祷告的，如果百姓认罪，那他们来到这个圣殿祷告祈求赦免，主啊你在天上一定会垂听而赦免。
And because of the fact that King Solomon prayed this way, and so if we have chosen and as a people to pray this way and to sanctify house, then God will definitely listen and forgive sins.
表示说今天我们来到神的教会, 这个就是立神的名的这个所在, 啊, 被分别出来的地方, 祷告, 会大有功效。
In other words, if we come to the church which was established under God's name and sanctified as being a part and holy, then this will be highly effective.
所以我们今天, 谦卑祷告, 不能够忽略, 我们一定要到神的教会来祷告。
And so if we humbly pray today, and importantly, we have to be in the temple of God to pray.
我们在网络上听道理, 这个只是当一种属灵的 补充, 让我们, 在平常生活当中可以领受话语, 让我们生活上更警醒。
And so when we gather for service online, this is only a supplemental resource for us spiritually.
但是不能够忽略我们要到神的教会, 实际的跪在神的殿里面祷告这个非常重要的敬拜上。
But we cannot neglect the fact that we should personally go in inside the church of God or God's temple to kneel down and pray to him.
因为神说, 我一定会睁眼看, 侧听在此处所献的祷告。
And because God says that now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to prayer made in this place.
因为这个地方是已经被分别为圣, 是我的眼, 我的心常常在那里的地方。
And because this place for now I have chosen and sanctified this house. So that my name and my and may be there forever, my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually.
好,那我们来到神的殿哦,来祷告神哦,其实我们也是在寻求神的面,神的脸重新光照我们。
But when we pray in the house of God, we're actually seeking for God's countenance so that he can shine his light upon us again.
所以神所说的第三个步骤, 他是说你人要愿意来寻求我的面。
So the third aspect that God talks about here is that men have to be willing to seek his face.
我们今天如果我们落在困境里面, 其中有个可能, 可能是说神, 他现在脸哦, 把它转移了我们, 让我们自己去走自己的路, 做自己的事。
And if we have fallen into afflictions today, it's possible that God's face is turned away from us so that he will just allow us to walk in our own steps and do whatever we want to do.
那当我们在困难当中, 我们若醒悟了, 我们现在觉得说我应该 谦卑, 我要寻求神, 我再一次的要来寻求神的面的时候, 一定可以寻见的。
And if we have awakened from this affliction, and realize that we have to see God's face, and we will definitely be able to find it.
我们看一下箴言第八章, 神这样说。
And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 8, and this is what God has said personally.
箴言第八章的17节。
Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17.
箴言八章17节, 爱我的, 我也爱他, 恳切寻求我的, 必寻得见。
I love those who loves me, and those who seek me diligently will find me.
好, 这个在箴言第八章, 神用智慧, 这个, 拟人化的角色, 以第一人称的写法, 亲自应许说, 如果我们今天恳切寻求神, 一定可以行见, 这个是应许。
So in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 17, God transformed himself into a first narrative and says that whoever loves me, I will love them, and whoever seeks me diligently, they will find me.
主耶稣也这样应许他的门徒说，今天如果你祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你开门。
And God and Jesus also promises his disciple that if you seek me today, you will find. If you knock, the door will be open to you.
好，那我们今天如果寻求神的面，接下去的下一个动作一定是我们会转离恶行，就是我们会改变我们的生活。
So today, if we are really seeking after the face of God, the second thing that we will do is to turn away from evil and to stop it in our recourse.
我们跟神认罪悔改，不是只是在嘴巴上讲讲而已。
And when we confess our sins to God today, it's not something that we can just talk about verbally.
最重要的就是我们会发现自己的错误，我们会从那个错偏离的道路上转回来，走在神的正路上。
Importantly, that we realize that we have been walking on the wrong path, and we will cease and stop, and immediately turn our course back to God.
看一下诗篇三十四篇。
And let's turn to Psalm chapter 34.
诗篇三十四篇十一节。
Psalm chapter 34, verse 11.
三十四篇十一节说，众弟子啊，你们当来听我的话，我要将敬畏神的道教训你们。十二节
12.
有何人喜爱存活爱慕长寿得享美福。十三
13.
就要禁止舌头不出恶言，嘴唇不说诡诈的话。十四
14.
要离恶行善，寻求和睦，一心追赶。十五
15.
主的眼目看顾义人，他的耳朵听他们的呼求。这段经文哈，是大卫他特别写下来的。
And so this passage was specially written by again David.
他跟属神的百姓这样说：你要听我的话，我要把这个敬畏神的这个道，就是这个生活方式告诉你。
And he says to the children of God, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
哎，我们在生活当中啊，转离恶行，就是要留意我们现在讲话，不要讲诡诈的话。
And so in our lives, in order for us to turn away from evil, is to first stop speaking deceitfulness.
要追求和睦，离恶行善，追求和睦，要成为一个在神眼中的义人。
And depart from evil and do good, and we have to be a righteous man in the eyes of the Lord.
那这样子，神他应许说，我的那个你们的祷告，我是垂听。
And so, this way, then God will promise that your prayer, I will definitely listen.
所以今天晚上我们所学习的哈。就是我们称为神名下的这些子民哈，我们要做这四件事。
And so tonight we have studied that the people that's been called by God's name, we have to be vigilant to these four things.
在生活当中哈，我们要时常哈在神面前有一个谦卑的态度。
And in our daily lives, we have to constantly be very humble.In front of God.
我们要懂得祷告，凡事都要祷告。
And we have to know how to pray regarding everything.
祷告要恒切。
And we have to pray earnestly.
那我们要愿意寻求神的面，就是要愿意来亲近神要更认识神。
And we have to be willing to seek God's face.And we have to try to get to know him even better.
那我们愿意离恶行善，就是我们过一个可以荣耀神的生活，而且是能够让神喜悦的生活。
And we have to turn from our wicked ways. So we have to live a life that will make God delightful, and make God happy.
那这样子，不管什么时候，我们的祷告呼求，神都垂听。
And if we are this way, then no matter when we pray, then God will definitely listen.
好，感谢主，这是今天晚上跟大家所分享、查考的。
And thank God, and this is the sharing that I wanted to share with all of you tonight.
愿你们都能够从圣经的这些话语得到提醒。
And may all of us be reminded of the words from the Bible.
让我们的生活都能够成为一种美好的见证来带领人来亲近神。
And so all of our lives can be a wonderful testimony and guide others to come and believe in God.
好，那我们现在要结束以前呢，请大家再跪下来祷告，感谢神。
And before we conclude, let's all kneel down and give our prayer of thanksgiving to God.
好，同心祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.